Swiss music played as Stadler executives broke ground alongside Governor Gary Herbert, Salt Lake Mayor Jackie Biskupski, and Senator Orrin Hatch.
And it's great to be here today to welcome a new business here, Stadler, who started here a year ago and has done some really remarkable things. And now we have this groundbreaking, and their expanded presence here is going to be a significant asset to our diverse and growing economy here in the state of Utah.
Just know that we're with you. We're happy to have you here. Utah is embracing you, and you're going to be happy to be here.
Stadler started building trains at UTA's Warm Springs facility a year ago, but as they got more contracts for more trains around the U.S., they knew they needed a new plant. This site, they say, should eventually have 1,000 employees by the year 2026.
We were very excited to be here. You have made us feel welcome and at home from the very first day. The new building will be an impressive facility where we look forward to build not only state-of-the-art trains, but also top quality workforce. We have already hired over 100 employees, and we expect to hire hundreds of more.
We certainly hope that in a couple of years, UTANs will be riding state-of-the-art Stadler trains manufactured here in Utah.
It's a $40 million investment. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.